Officers grumble over lack of synergy between the Army and the Air Force. He goes on to say there is growing disquiet in the Nigerian Army and the Air Force following the recent bombing of innocent citizens of Tudunbiri. Credible sources told the Daily Trust that the Air Force was disappointed with the Army for dispatching its unmanned drone that led to the ill-fated operation. And they say that the Nigerian Army had since admitted responsibility for the bombing, while explaining that the airstrikes were inadvertent and that the operatives were tagging terrorists. Now, that's what we have. In today's Punch, it says that Kaduna bombing, federal government vows to punish culprits, and the ACF, Consultative Forum, yes, which claims to speak for the North, has said that the GOC should be removed. And of course, Khan also advises politicians. What I think should happen is everybody should at least be calm. Let the military set up. Indeed, I think it should go beyond military. Maybe the federal government is set up a probe and find that. I've heard people say this thing should be probed. Of course, it will be probed. So we should wait and see the results of the probe before you can make actual comments on these things. In wartime, to be honest with you, sometimes mistakes do happen. Human error. But this is a very grave one. If what Segumi is anything to go by, then it probably had been happening. But because this one is nearer the city, it's raised a kind of special alarm. Let's just wait, be patient, and see.
Now let's move on to the Punch newspaper, page 16. Navy, Tumpolo firm, clash over arrested vessel.
Let me first of all admit that there's a lot of propaganda in this arrangement that you have, security arrangement. There's a lot of propaganda in the various newspapers, maybe on some radio stations too. So you need to take everything you see there with a pinch of salt. That's the truth. The gentleman that has been given this contract for security, he has a lot of money to spend, and he's spending a lot in the media. You can see, congratulations, he did front page, he did cover, he did all kinds of things. That's so much money when he was congratulating the president. He intends to hold on to this contract, whatever it takes. So anything I see coming from that angle, I take it with a pinch of salt. However, in this incident, he says that the combined team of security operatives, that is him, it's called Tanita Security Service, owned by Tumpolo, Civil Defense, and so on and so forth, was on a routine patrol of the coastal waters in Ondo State when they intercepted a vessel suspected to be stealing crude from a wellhead on the coastal water. It was disclosed that the combined team approached the vessel but discovered that there were naval officers on board. The naval officers were said to have prevented the combined team from accosting the vessel despite, quote, a request by the NNPC that the vessel be moved to the NNPC jetty at Oporoza for a joint inspection. The source told the Punch that operatives of Tantila, the Army, the Civil Defense, have arrested a massive vessel in the coastal waters of Ondo. Yeah, okay, so that's from the beginning. Essentially, this is what you have. I don't know under what condition and laws that this company called Tantila operates. Obviously, they are armed. How we got around the legal whatever to arm what I would almost call a private army, I don't understand. But this arrangement is going to blow up in our face. It's going to blow up in our face. I thought that these people should have been used for information only and not given the power of arrest. And whatever information should be passed on to the military. Now, if we have people who are compromising, in the military or whoever heads that operation, of course, we have a way to deal with them. But in recent times, we've seen some competition. Of course, the man has to show that he's relevant. I'm not going to blame him for that. If we have what I would call a completely absurd arrangement as far as security is concerned, you can't blame him for wanting. Only God knows how much he's paid. Even the military now accused some of his boys as being involved in some of these malpractices. That is no surprise to anybody. But this arrangement that we have has to be reviewed. Of course, you know, this is what also set the likes of Asari, declaring so much support for the president until the man shunned him finally and then he turned again. This is our lifeline. And it shouldn't be treated with kid gloves. It should be given to the highest command. The highest command. I don't believe in private contractors. It causes a lot of confusion. And we are not going to wait until the day there will be a shootout between Tantila and the Nigerian Navy before we will then know what we have led ourselves into. So that's my reaction over that. So I guess at some point it will be solved, but two of them have brought themselves to the media, to the open market, with each giving an explanation.
Yeah.
Which I don't want to waste your time reading.
Mm. Let's go to page 2 of the Vanguard then. This story reads, COP28, Labour denies government sponsorship, says Ajaero's trip funded by NLC.
This is not the time to go to Dubai on vacation. I just thank God I wasn't in Dubai, you know. I think that given the publicity that one gave Ajaero being in Dubai, being actually at COP 28, it's only fair that we listen to his explanation. And of course, it's left for you to decide what it's all about. According to the NLC, the president's trip, not that is Ajaero, and that of the NLC focal person on climate change, Etia Suzu, were fully paid for by the NLC. It's not an offense to be at COP28. It's not an offense to be in Dubai. It depends on who's paying. They claim it was paid by the NLC. The head of Information and Public Affairs, Benson Upa, insisted that the Congress's participation was as part of the NLC's commitment. That this is why he went to COP28. As part of NLC's commitment to defending workers' interests with regards to the impact of climate change on the livelihood of workers, especially with regards to the just transition. The statement said, a falsely contrived media innuendo circulated in the social media has been brought to the attention of the NLC. The badly cooked media propaganda, why do you have to go through all this? Just explain, it's not any badly cooked. I was one of those who criticized his presence. We should stop this. I don't know where we get all these things, phrases from. It's not contrived at all. Once is the ops, is the optics. Yeah. Once you saw him there with something around his neck, the optics was that he was at COP28. And so all you need to do is just to change, you know, explain the narrative and then show proof. Mm. So all this is a falsely contrived media and the narrative circulated has been brought to the attention of the badly cooked media propaganda tried to present the participation of Joe Ajaero at the conference of the parties in Dubai as a gift from the government. The Yellow Light report dubbed the trip by NSA as compensation after it survived the barbaric. Anyway, the long and short of it, all these propaganda things can get on my nerves sometimes. The long and short of it is that the NSA says they paid for his trip.
Mm.
But so please show proof.
Mm. Okay. But that is a show-proof NLC.
Yes, I accept it in principle, but I think rather than go into some tirade about it being some mischief, nobody is mischievous. This is news. And all you need to do is correct it. Mm. I hate phrases like, we wouldn't otherwise have reacted to this, but stop all these things. Go ask Yemi, Yomi Badejo Okosanya. You just need a two-paragraph thing and get out of it. And proof. That's all. You don't need all these long stories. But I don't know. I think Yomi, people like Yomi, you know, Yomi is the one that I know most because he's close to me. You need to train, insist that people who are well-trained, especially in public service, even up to the presidency, you know, you have an SSA insulting a former president. It's not done. It doesn't even show good manners. You tell me to do that kind of job, sorry, you can keep your job. It doesn't show a good upbringing. Why can't you just state facts? Gentlemen, sorry, it looks as if people thought, no, this is what it is, and here's the proof. That's all.
Let's move on to our next story this morning. Kokori pro-democracy icon dies at 80. Tinubu, Oberewori, Nupeng, others mourn.
Kokori, we will miss him. We will miss Kokori. And the sad part is, towards the end of his life, I get a sense that I think he thought he was abandoned. This gentleman put his life on the line way back then. We wouldn't be having this nonsense democracy that we have if it wasn't for the likes of Kokori. And they had good intentions then. Since then, all kinds of worms have come out of the woodwork. Kokori, Nigeria should honor him. Tinubu should honor him. It wouldn't have been too much for somebody to have picked up his medical bill when he was down and out, considering all those who are enjoying the fruits of his own labor. It doesn't even have to be government. We need to look after our own. People who put our lives on the line. It's not just soldiers that do these things. Go check history and find out what Kokori did. I don't want to spend the whole day talking. In fact, I think next week we should do a tribute to him and get those who are with him in the trenches to come and talk about what Kokori did. It's sad, but he died at a good age. He died at 80. And may his soul rest in peace. There's not much that I would love to say, but I'm going to find 1 hour next week to devote to talking about Frank Kokori. It's very sad.
I mean, now that we're here, what's your thought about today's activism?
A lot of them are hustlers. It's been taken over by... But if you look 20, 30 years down the line, look at the activists we had, the great Ganifawa Emi, who spent every kobo he spent was his own. And that's a lot of money. Not to talk of his life. He went to Maiduguri prison. Where hasn't he been? And he had a health problem. He had a health problem. It was asthmatic. I think it was asthmatic or bronchitis, one of the two. He had a health problem. In fact, there was an attempt to poison him. I think when he was in Maiduguri. Unfortunately, you see the way God works. God will always protect his own. Apparently, the doctor that was supposed to do the dirty job, Ganifawa Emi, without him knowing, had paid his way back in school. The guy was suspended or rusticated. Ganifawa Emi took up his case without knowing him. And what he said, I don't know, Richard Akinola and Co. probably can give a better story. What he said was that, "Chief, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. So stay calm. Drop this in the toilet twice a day, but take this one." People don't know what, you know, what. If I remember the late Bekor and some Kuti, even our own Olisa here, you know, yes, some of them got funds, but there were no complaints about them not using it judiciously. The moment people discovered that there was a foreign exchange inflow into all this, the hustlers entered the business. Close to 90% of them are hustlers. It's a hustle business now. What activism do you see? No, you tell me. The only constant one since then, up till now, is Femi Falana. And I think because he's getting older, he's a bit more moderate in his approach. You have to give it to people like Olisa, Femi Falana, even our own part of Tommy. These were people who did this thing out of a genuine desire. Not to talk of those who were in the trenches. not to talk of those who are in the trenches. Fela Anikulapo Kuti, for all his worth, listen to all his songs. All these things contributed to trying to make Nigeria a better country. But what do you have now? There's not one musician inside that you can say, even the activists, none of them is prominent enough for you to say, let's run to. So what do you have? Do you think that in the days of, these days I'm talking about, a president's wife will be buying, or the president will be buying any yacht? Or somebody's son will be gallivanting all over. They'll put him in his proper place. And guess what? It was the military.
Then?
Yes, my colleagues in the media, too, at that time, I salute them. None of those practicing in the media today can match up any one of them in reality. In terms of, that's the way our generation was brought up. We don't start from the way back from university. We started this shangri attitude, and at various levels, people contributed. What you have now is a mess. Nigeria is a complete mess. You tell police to arrest somebody who's committed a crime, you have to arrest the police himself. Who's going to arrest him? Is it somebody from the DSS? That one, the same thing. You know, it just goes on like that. Look at the judiciary. Look at the judges you had then. Look at the judges you have now. When we were saying that the PDP and the UPN people were chopping small, we didn't know that was the tip of the iceberg. That was just like licking a lollipop from the top, like that. Now they demolished the whole thing. Even the stick that holds the lollipop is crushed. You know?
What do you suppose could have been responsible for the death of genuine social activism? Could there have been lack of mentorship from the old generation, you know, to the new generation at the time? Or what exactly could have been responsible?
Mainly it's the people. All of us are complicit. Okay, see, a man like Gani, after all he's done, struggle and everything, spent his money, his life, whatever, one time said he wanted to, you know, wanted to go to the polls, wanted to be president, fair enough. What happened? Nothing. The support he got was about one third what a local government chairman will get. Because these new fat cats that came on, they knew how to play the game. So the first thing they did was to amass money. A lot of the money in politics today are government money, money from drugs, money from... Say you call this one Yahoo. 419 had been in existence.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. In the days... Yeah. In this country, there was a time, and people of my age will know who I'm referring to, when you could go, there was a Nigerian who went to Europe to a company, ordered buses, and they gave him a 90-day window to pay back. He never did. That's why when Nigerians were trusted. So over time, these people from drugs, from oil, you know, from oil and so on and so forth, aided by some even within the government circles then, amassed a lot of money, and that is what you're seeing now. And the exercise is still going on. Once they were able to move into power, the next thing to do is to be impoverished people. Because the belief they have is that once you impoverish people, you can always use money to buy them. And that's what we have now. That's what we have now. So over time, the culture changed. And Nigeria then became every man for himself and God for us all. Excuse me. And that's what you have today. How could I have thought of doing something like Yahoo Yahoo when I was in UNILAG? When I was content with putting my mattress on the floor in the hostel, sleep, and I still felt like a human being. But now everybody sees the need to have money. If you don't have money in this country, you are a nobody. If you are Albert Einstein, you discover anything. Oh, you don't have kumkush, you are nobody. And that's where we are today. And it's going to get worse. It has become part of our culture.
I was going to ask if...
It's going to get worse. The only redeeming... I was so touched yesterday by this, I beg to differ. But my worry is that the kind of history books that will be given to them, history written by these same people, would never tell them the truth. So unless God intervenes, it will go from bad to worse, until we become a society that has completely broken down. By that time, I would have gone, I would have passed the baton to you, so you will still be here with your walking stick. I'll be looking at you from heaven and praying for you. And I'll be
telling, what do you think I'll be saying to you?
And I'll be telling,
when I see you.
I'll be telling you, Sherif Ojemabo. When I see you backing everybody. I'll be telling you quite quickly. This place is good, but I hope that Nigerians have not polluted heaven.
It's not that bad. No.
I just hope. I hope that by the time you die, you won't be the same person because Nigerians would have scattered that place.
You know, I don't think we'll be the same person.
Well, of I mean, early this morning, I was fiddling with my whatever, and I saw the argument going on about the Celestial Church, you know, asking Portable and what's the other name, Moreno, what's the name, Pasuma to come and perform. And this argument, it is true they are both individuals. There's no problem with that. Mm. But what does the optics look like? People should be concerned about the optics even more than the reality, because the optics becomes the reality. It's the optics that says that if tomorrow now they announce that Jimmy Diso has been appointed into the advisory board to the NNPC. I'm not in the NNPC advisory board.
Yes.
I can't do that program. My telephone will be. So you need to be careful. The optics creates the reality. And that's what has happened over time. They will do Thanksgiving of some churches that I was in 20 years ago. Say, Adurawa Loti Debe and Yashe Chiriba Insin. He's now in the NNPC. That's what they say. So that's it. Ilepo.
Talking about the optics, right? And this will take you back to the president and what he's been doing lately, going everywhere to go and convince investors to come, only for us to hear. Not the first one anyway, that Procter & Gamble will be leaving the country and all. That's some sort of optics to the people that the president is going to go and meet to come into the country. What do you think that speaks to them?
Let me be honest.
That they are being cajoled to come into the country.
Let me be honest with you, and I do pity the president. He's not going to be getting any serious investors. He'll get hustlers. Yes, look at the way you've treated the ones that... You remember Michelin, even to make an excuse for him, because he is only been in the saddle for 6 months, but it's a continuum. With the way, and not only, I just don't want to mention names though. I have it on good authority of a multinational preparing his papers and getting ready to quit and go to another country.
Ooh.
That they would rather import.
Ooh.
Unilever one time were importing soap from Ghana. The locks that used to be done in a papa factory when I was there, locks, toothpaste, and everything. Now everybody now wants to go into the hustle business, and it's that pressure that made it's that pressure that made the government lift the ban on the 42 items. These are the foreign investors that are coming. They are traders. They are traders. We don't know what happens behind the scenes. A lot of people, they just keep dancing and dancing and dancing. Why would anybody lift the ban on those 42 items? You lifted the ban on importation of rice at the time people have invested heavily in Nigeria. It doesn't add up. So yes, you can see the serious business people are leaving in droves. There is a very strong rumor that one of the big breweries might also leave. You understand? And now you open up your doors to hustlers and traders, and there is no development in your country. I don't get it. But that's the government we voted for. That's the direction in which they are taking us. Nancy, don't look now. I'm even in a hurry. Maybe I should go. Then from there, I can draw you in. But one of my baloki.
Anybody in line?
Don't look at me.
I thought you were talking about going to UK.
You
what
said
do
that,
you mean by go?
You said that it just said.
No way. Oh, boy. All right. We're going to stop here for now. What's coming up at 9?
At 9, in between all this wahala, we must leave. So I'm getting two people to come. I'm getting... social prefect to tell us where you can go for Christmas if God has blessed you with the money. Or what you can do. And then I'm also getting the matchmaker, Daddy.
Yeah.
The kind of gifts you can give out now that you have very little money, the little things that you can do to show love to those who, should I say those who deserve it or those who you think deserve it. So we'll just have fun today. That's about it.
Fantastic.
But Tuesday, we are going to discuss this bombing.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you so much, sir, for coming.
You.
Lagos has our show this morning. Thank you for being a part of it. It's back to Kofi Bartels on the continuation of the Morning Crossfire. Stay here on Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.